Welcome to the offices of the Basingstoke Gazette and Local IQ. Your local newspapers in print and online. To help us direct your call, please listen carefully to the following six options. Please note that our office opening hours are from 9 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. from Monday to Friday, excluding bank holidays. Outside of those hours, you can leave a voicemail and the relevant team will contact you upon their return. To speak to our news team, please press 1. If you wish to place a family announcement.
Hello, news desk. Lola speaking.
Hello. I actually got your telephone number from the Hampshire Chronicle, and I wanted to ask if you know of any publication that can publish my family story.
Whereabouts are you based, sorry? Where do you and your family live?
I am in Dublin, Ireland, but I have family in Tadley, which is close to Basingstoke. And yeah, it is about my father, who is going to be 91, and I don't know if he's alive. He was alive a month ago, but my sister is keeping him. He's too unwell to stay by himself. And my mother has died. He's staying with my sister, and she won't tell me if he dies, and she has got an injunction against me. So that shouldn't help prevent her from telling me if he died or letting me speak on the phone. She won't let me speak on the phone to him. And I've complained to social services. I think he does get care from social services, but they're not giving me any answers, and I've made a complaint. But I'd like to write an article about it and see if anyone can publish it. They may want to shorten it or edit it or whatever, but if anyone would publish it, that'd be nice.
Okay, yeah, so we do cover Tadley. Yeah. I'll tell you what the best thing to do would be when for these kind of stories, when you're looking for someone or information about someone.
Yeah.
We publish people's letters. So if you could kind of send in what you're saying as a letter, and then just your kind of name and everything. And then we can run that as a letter, and hopefully that will help.
Oh, thank you. How do I write? Do you have an email or an address?
You can email or post, either whatever is easiest and works for you. No problem.
Please give me your email and your
email. Of course. It is Basingstoke. Sorry, I'm just double checking I've got the right one. News desk.
Yes.
News desk at Basingstoke Gazette.co.uk.
And do I have to include my full name and address and telephone number? Do I have to include identification or something like that?
If you could include your full name and address, and then potentially, depending on what it is, we can sometimes omit those details and not include them. But as long as we have them for our records, then, you know, if you don't want your kind of full address or anything included, then you can say that. But if you include it for our records, if that's okay.
Do you want a specific length, or do you want me to mention my sister and father's name? I don't mention their names. I just say, show my father. Can I do that? Because if they're going to look for him, they're going to ask his name. So do you know how I can do that? What's the policy?
You can include his name. I don't see that should be a problem.
My sister's name too?
Potentially. I mean, if there's anything in there that we can't publish, we'd either admit it or come back to you, depending. So
okay, thank you.
The information in there, that's fine.
I'll just send you what I've written, and whatever you can't publish, you can tell me, and I'll shorten it maybe if you want it, maybe two paragraphs. I'll try and shorten it, or whatever you don't want, you don't have to publish. I'll send it to you.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Lola Crossman.
Thank you very much, Lola. I'll do that now. Thanks.
No worries. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.